The EPA is changing its approach to how beach water quality will be tested under the Clean Water Act. In Hawaii, the Department of Health is responsible for monitoring the quality of beach water, and with the coming changes, the DOH is asking for public comment. The deadline for the comment period was recently extended to September 1st. This morning, Stuart Yamada, chief of the DOH Environmental Management Division, met me in our studio to talk about the difference of the EPA approach that the public is being asked to consider.
Well, basically, the Department of Health used to focus solely on, I should say, human sewage events and posting of signs when there was either evidence by testing or knowledge of spills in nearshore coastal waters, and that would cause a posting. With the change in approach, basically, we're going solely based on our water quality monitoring. Whenever enteral cocci level of bacteria exceeds the action level of 130, it's required to post and notify the public on our website.
Is that different for Hawaii, being that we're in a tropical environment, than, say, if we were in California?
Well, it is in a sense that Enterococcus, even though it's the national standard, it's not an ideal organism for Hawaii because it's ubiquitous. It exists throughout the environment. It can come from humans. It can come from animals. It can come from decaying vegetation, soil in the sand. So, yeah, it loses kind of its luster because on the continent, Enterococcus is primarily an indicator for human sewage. But in the tropics, it's not that well defined. It could be from almost anything.
So how much sense does this new approach make for Hawaii if, in fact, we're going to find Enterococcus everywhere?
Well, you know, there is some debate about that, but I think what the EPA felt very strongly about, and a lot of environmentalists, is that as long as we're collecting this kind of bacterial data, we should be sharing it. So what we're trying to do is that we're getting into a habit of always posting and notifying people, but at the same token, we are also trying to expand an educational effort to help people understand, because there will be a time when the Enterococcus levels are really high and there is a concern that it could still make someone sick, even though it may not be human-related.
Does that argue for a different standard for Hawaii?
There has been a lot of interest in creating a different standard, and what a surprise. Under federal laws, you can, but it's basically moving mountains. I think the state of California has been looking into that to change from enterococci, but to date, they still have not been able to gather enough data to convince the federal government.
So where does this leave Hawaii as people are being asked to comment on these changes and to make suggestions about how water quality should be tested?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of room for how we could go about doing business, and especially, you know, the language and the notifications, how we notify people, and even, you know, looking towards the future, who helps collect the data for us. There's serious consideration being given to the expanding of adopting third-party data.
We talked with Stuart Coleman from the Surfrider Foundation when Kauai's waters were being tested and as Oahu's beaches were beginning to be tested, the water around the beach. And he was making the point that maybe there might be some room there for collaboration. Is that being talked about?
Yes. You know, I think what we're looking at right now is the base, the complying outright with the federal requirements of the Beach Act. And then from there, it will evolve because I think we're all, unfortunately, looking forward to ultimate federal cuts. And we know we will never have all the resources we could possibly need. And it requires us to embrace and engage with others, especially with the surf riders and groups like them.
So are there ongoing conversations happening now in preparation? Because if you say you're anticipating these cuts, and clearly we're seeing changes in the way the EPA is being run and what impact that may have on Hawaii, isn't it good to be able to create something that is already in play once those cuts may happen?
You know, there have been preliminary discussions, but because right now the focus is on attaining EPA compliance, because we still have the grant and it will probably at least continue through next year, So there is time to start preparing. But, yes, we are engaging in conversation because it's very important. I think, you know, a lot of people realize that the Department of Health is a conduit for which information can be posted and circulated, and that's very important. And in the same token, it's very important that the data be reliable. And I think all parties involved realize this, that there's a extreme importance to be accurate, and because we all lose credibility if we post junk data. But I think the future is very promising for the involvement of third parties.
One party we haven't yet talked about is tourism. When the prospect of having signs posted that might be warning people off beaches could come to, you know, fruition, that might be a scary thing for the tourism industry. How have they been responding?
You know, to their credit, they've been extremely responsive and embraced the whole project. They agree with us that this is all about protecting their guests so that they can have the most enjoyable experience. I mean, it's not a very enjoyable experience to be sick on your vacation. So if they can help alleviate that, warn them off of times when the water quality is poor or from areas where water quality is generally poor, so where stream mouths, storm drains enter the beach, those will always be problematic. And so they were very instrumental in us in developing of a simple brochure to help illustrate these very simple things. So that's, you know, beyond the monitoring, this is really about public education. Because there are consistencies in where we often see high bacterial levels. And if we can inform and instruct both residents and tourists, I think we'll be well ahead of the game.
In part of helping people to be informed, you're also asking for public input. Now that deadline has been extended to September 1, there's also the idea that, well, you may get all this input by that point, but will there actually be any funds by the time we get to that point to do anything about the issues that people are concerned with?
You know, there is a very real concern. We try not to get too bogged down in that, but it's clear to us, Department of Health, not just in environmental but other preventative health aspects, that we are looking at cuts in the very near future. And, you know, we try to be cognizant of that. And I think it's like what you brought up before. It's going to require us to engage with others, to embrace a bigger cadre of resources, more than what the state can possibly handle. And I think, you know, in that regards, the future is bright. And that's why a lot of the comments that we're getting, you're correct. They're talking about expansion of the program when we're looking at potential severe reduction, if not deletion, of federal funding. But still, I think there's a lot of good points that our people are bringing up. And, you know, it's important that we get that kind of input. It's been years since we've engaged with the public on this subject area.
That also seems to argue for a coalition, not just a third-party investment in all of this. Has there been any thought to being able to network several organizations together or to be able to broaden that conversation so you might be able to tackle more?
You know, I think there already is, because there's a group on Maui that's already been recognized for their work that they're doing for water quality testing. And they've also engaged with us and with Surfrider. Surfrider covers all the major islands, so that's really good. And we've also engaged with I can't remember the exact organization, but there's a beach website that's largely put up by Water Safety of the city and county and all the counties in the state. And to their credit, they've also embraced our messaging because they realize that beach safety is more than just bad tides or currents or rough ocean waters. They recognize, too, that water quality plays a part in this in terms of advising the general public. So, you know, yeah, you talk about coalition. I think we are definitely moving to that, and we're embracing, and we are in return being embraced by others to engage.
That sounds like some good news. Stuart Yamada, thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.
Stuart Yamada is the chief of the Department of Health's Environmental Management Division. If you'd like more information about how you can submit your comments, see our Facebook page, The Conversation.